The outlaws had started burning the town at its eastern end, probably because they didn't want the stage station going up in flames before they had a chance to get in there and steal Marcus Burton's money. The safe would probably protect the cash, even if the building burned down around it, but the gang wouldn't want to risk losing the money. Those were the thoughts going through Riley's head as he hurried frantically toward his house. The stage station was located toward the western end of Main Street, and his home was farther west. The house he shared with Dolores was one of the first the raiders had charged past as they entered Fire Hill. He wondered if she had heard the hoofbeats, and if the sound had frightened her. No doubt she had heard all the shooting, and was probably terrified, more for him than for herself, though. She was smart enough to know Burton's money was most likely the reason those evil men had come to Fire Hill. She would be scared something had happened to her husband. It was sheer luck he hadn't died in that stage station, too. Or maybe his life had been spared for a reason. Maybe he had lived so he could save Dolores. That thought made him feel a little better about taking her and running for their lives. Suddenly, he saw more flames shooting into the air. The outlaws had set fire to the buildings on the western end of town. The flames would burn toward each other and wipe out the entire settlement. Riley's only hope was to get to his house before the fire spread that far. That hope was dashed cruelly as he came inside of his house.
No!
Livid red and orange flames were already shooting from the roof and out the windows. He threw aside the Winchester, not wanting anything to weigh him down, as he sprinted frantically toward his home. The fire was burning most fiercely on the front side of the house, where the raiders had thrown their torches to set the place ablaze. Riley headed for the back door, slowing just long enough to lift his right foot and kick open the door. Terrible heat slammed against his face like a physical blow. Smoke swirled in around him, blinding him. He stumbled forward.
Dolores! Dolores, where are you?
Riley really wanted to believe she could have fled into the night, but he didn't think it was what she would have done. She would have stayed, thinking he would come for her. Moving through the house was like being trapped in a nightmare where he had gone to hell. Smoke and flames were everywhere. The trappings of his life were being destroyed all around him, but he didn't care about any of that. All he cared about was Dolores.
Dolores! Dolores!
Catching sight of a human form lying slumped on the living room floor, he threw himself toward it. He fell to his knees beside her, reaching out to grab her shoulders and roll her over to pull her into his arms and carry her out of the inferno. Her head lolled loosely on her neck as he turned her. Riley saw her face in the hellish glare of the fire. A black hole marred her smooth forehead, and below it, her wide eyes stared sightlessly. One of the wild bullets fired by the outlaws had come through a window, or maybe even through the wall, and struck Dolores, killing her instantly.
No! No!
Riley pulled her limp form against him as violent shudders shook him. He couldn't believe it. Couldn't bear to let her go. He pressed his face into the thick waves of her hair, trying to inhale as much of its scent as he could. But the smoke that seared his nostrils was the only thing he could smell. The sudden crash startled him out of his grief-stricken stupor. The roof was starting to come down. He didn't care anymore whether he lived or died, but he couldn't leave Dolores there to burn. Gathering her against him, he struggled to his feet and turned toward the kitchen, intending to make it out the back of the house with her.
Pete! Pete! Are you in there?
He looked toward the back door and saw someone standing there. Smoke wreathed around the man, but he could see that it was Marshal Alonzo Hyde.
Come on, Pete! You can make it!
But Riley couldn't. More of the roof fell, coming down like a sheet of flame between him and Hyde. As he recoiled from it, a great weight struck him in the back and knocked him off his feet. He cradled Dolores against him as he fell, even though she was past feeling any pain ever again. Suddenly, all of his strength flowed out of him like water from an overturned bucket. He couldn't move anymore. He lay there, smoke filling his lungs, and the flames began to eat his flesh. Red hell surrounded him.